And I penso, don't give up on your seed. It's harvest time. Let me say this. I believe your harvest is here. I really do. I believe this is the year of the greatest harvest for God's people. It has to be because of the end times, because of the Lord coming back and God preparing us to be ready for his coming. But not only that, but for reaching the world and reaching out to people all over the world. But let's get into this and let's talk about this. My scripture comes from Galatians 6:9. And it says, "And let us not lose heart and grow weary." I know some of you this morning are weary. You're tired. You're burned out. And you're exhausted, and you don't know sometimes what to do. You've struggled. It seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm here to tell you that there is. It says, "Let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint." The Passion says, "And don't allow yourselves to be weary or disheartened in planting good seed. For the season of reaping the wonderful harvest you've planted is coming." Many people grow impatient with their season of life. We all do. We all been there. Some of you are going through that. But I want to tell you, sometimes we say, "When will my time come?" Let me assure you, whatever you sow, you reap. Listen, we have to be careful what we sow. Sowing and reaping are God's laws and principles. The Bible said that seed time and harvest will never end as the earth remains. It'll never end. This is God's idea, seed time and harvest. God spoke the world into existence. He sowed his words. He sowed these things, seed time and harvest, in the earth. But I'm here to tell you that it's a spiritual just as well as a natural thing. We don't sometimes realize that we sow and we reap the consequences of what we sow. If we sow to our flesh and we sow to this nature, we reap that. It's gonna happen. It has to happen. But if we sow to the Spirit, Paul said, we'll reap spiritual things. So the more we sow in the spiritual things, the more we're going to reap those spiritual things. But if we're sowing in the negative realm, we will reap in the negative realm. That is a law and that's a principle. We can't get rid of that. When planting seed, there is a process that every one of us have to go through before you can enjoy the harvest. Rick, do you ever have to go through the process? What, you just plant it and you don't go out there the next day and say, "Harvest time." There's a process that we all have to go through. There's a process until you harvest it. It's spiritual just as much as physical. You and I are going through God's agricultural process. He wants the best of our lives, people. But many people become exhausted during the process. Oftentimes, right before they're about ready to reap the harvest, they quit. They give up. The Bible says, the King James, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." But I want us to look at some words this morning that I begin to look at and see. When you think about it, why would Apostle Paul even talk about this if it wasn't important? He understood what sowing and reaping was. He understood the principle. The word weary means to be utterly spiritless. Write that down. To be wearied out and exhausted. And I believe that there's some of you here today, that's how you feel. You've always probably said in your heart, saying, "When is this going to ever end? When is my breakthrough coming? All my prayers that I have prayed, when is the breakthrough of the harvest going to be here?" And you begin to get weary. You begin to get exhausted. And, well, you know, God's just not going to do it. And we begin to become negative instead of keeping our positive attitude that God will honor his word. I'm thinking about people have sown even financial seed into the soil of churches and other good ministries, and they sow and they're obedient to the word of God, and they're saying, you know, Lord, I'm sowing this by faith, and I'm believing that there's a harvest coming of a breakthrough even in my own finances. I know when Candy and I went through the hardest times of our lives in our first of our marriage, we always tithed. We always tithed. Sometimes we didn't even have our bills paid. We tithed. Because I said, Lord, if I will tithe and be obedient, then you will take care of our needs. And God always came through. Not always the way that I wanted it, but he always came through. Not the way I expected it, but he always came through. There's something about people that will take a dime out of a dollar, and they will sow it into God's kingdom, and sow it into heaven, and sow it into God that will change their life forever. I've heard stories of people that never tithe because they said it's law. It was way before the law ever happened. Why wouldn't we want to give God our best? And he's only asking a dime out of a dollar. And yet we got Christian people, thank God not in this church, but I'm talking about people that will just argue with you day and night that I should not give God anything. And I'm thinking, God's given you everything. Why can't you just give him a little bit back? But that's a part of sowing and reaping. What we did last week, sowing our money into Julie to go to Iraq. These are important things. Your harvest is here and your harvest is coming. I believe that. Perhaps you have sown love. You've sown kindness. You've sown words. You've sown forgiveness and patience into other relationships. And now you're waiting for the return of your harvest that you have sown. You've prayed for people's salvation. You've spoken words to them, and they just look at you like you're crazy. Don't give up. The harvest is coming. Amen? I'll tell you what. When you least expect it, somebody gets saved that you've been praying for, and you're going, wow, it really works. Like you were doubting that they would ever come to the Lord. When I got saved, I prayed for my whole family. And every one of my family got saved. Every one of them. All my 8 of us in the family, brothers and sisters. My brother was the second one. I was the first one. He was the second one. And I literally pounded it into him. Like I said, I had him on the floor and said, I had him literally on the floor shaking him. And I said, you will get saved. That's not the way to do it. But it worked. Prayer works good. But he'd come home at night and he said, I'm never going to be like you. And I just started serving the Lord. I just started living my life. It was hard, but it was good. Because I knew God was changing me from glory to glory. Well, he'd go out and he'd party and he'd get drunk and come back and just throw it in my face. One night I just got tired of it. I said, I'll fix him. I said, Rodney, you're going to get saved. And I had him on the ground. I just started beating and said, you will get saved. Well, he got saved. But anyway, listen, there's things that you have prayed. You have believed God. You have sown all these into relationships. And sometimes you feel unappreciated. But let me say this, people. Keep sowing. Keep speaking. Keep loving. Keep forgiving. Proverbs 11:25. What an interesting scripture. This one here, take this one, put it on your refrigerator. Those who live to bless others will have blessing heaped upon them. That's a promise from God. And the one who pours out his life to pour out blessings will be saturated with favor. Some of the scripture says that he will be blessed himself. Because whatever you sow, it's going to come back to you. You're going to reap. Be careful what you sow to. But sow to the Spirit. Sow to the kingdom. Maybe you've been trusting God for a desire of your heart to come forth in your life. but you've gotten discouraged. During the time of waiting between the seed sown and the harvest reap, I want to encourage you this morning not to quit before you've received what you've been expecting. You can be rest assured that if you won't give up, God certainly won't fail to perform his promises to you. I want to share with you this morning, talk about not being discouraged, people, while you wait for your seed to grow and your harvest to be reaped. None of us wants to lose heart. So I want to look at some important key words today. We read the King James, and it says this, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I want to look at the word weary, well-doing, due season, reap, if, and faint. They're important words that Paul was talking about here. The first one is the word weary. Depicts one who is tempted to give up because he feels or she feels confrontation by an evil, destructive, or unjust person or circumstances. See, the enemy will throw everything he can at you just to quit. How many know what I'm talking about? I mean, just to quit. I mean, it seems like all hell has broken loose against you. You're looking for light at the end of the tunnel. Or it could be anybody. It could be a person that just makes your life miserable. It could be that person on your job that just rubs you the wrong way. And you get to the place you get weary, you're trying to be nice, and you're trying to sow some good, and you get discouraged. Have you ever tried hard to do what is right, but felt crushed or continually resisted by some circumstance or person? We all have. Has that opposition caused you to feel tempted and to throw in the towel? Yes, we've been there. We've all have. But in spite of the destructive forces that may have tried to come against you, people, or hang over your life, or even unfairly, truly unfair situation has reared its ugly head against you, let me say this. God commands you not to surrender to the temptation to become weary and give up. He's the only one who says, let us not be weary in well-doing. The second one is the word well. The word well is a word that can be used more of the word useful, being useful to God. It means good, but we would rather translate it here as useful. A good work is a useful work. Some of you have even said this, you know, I've been doing this, and nobody appreciates a thing. I do this, I do that, and you know what? It's like, who cares? It isn't changing a thing. They're not changing. They're even getting worse. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on. But you're still doing a good work, and you're doing a useful work. This suggests that there are unuseful works. There's a lot of energy being spent, people, time expended on things that have no benefit to anyone. Sometimes you're just going to have to say no and not put your energy and resources in an area, but put them in another area. How many of them am I talking about? Really. Sometimes we can burn our own selves out, get weary, and get disheartened by doing things that are not useful to the kingdom. I'm not saying they're not beneficial, but some things you just got to back off and say, you know what, I'm doing this to myself. I got family members that sometimes I keep telling them, you're doing this to yourself. You're doing this to yourself. I said, you got to learn how to say no. And then they get upset with me and basically, you know. But you know what? If that's what you want to sow into, that's what you're going to reap. So you have to learn to do useful things that are beneficial sometimes that won't burn you out. But Paul uses the word well. It tells us that we must focus on those things or those works that are useful with some results. Because there's things that we do that sometimes there's no results to them. This tells us that what is sown is not only financial seeds, but is also good deeds or anything that we do. Let me give you an example. Sometimes we can speak to certain people about the Lord, and we can pray for them, and we can speak words, and you can release and sow some things in their life. That's good. That's what we need to do as Christians. We need to love them, pray for them, speak some words into their life so that that gets into their heart and changes their heart. But there's some people that you need to just back off from because they're, Jesus said it's like throwing pearls before swine. They just are not going to listen to anything. They get mad and they get upset. You need to back off and let God take care of that. I've learned that you just, there's fruit that's ripe, there's fruit that's seasonal, and there's fruit that's ready for picking, and there's other things that ain't ripe yet. Just leave it alone. And I've learned to back off. There's those people that will resist you and resist you, but there's those people that are ready. So you make your work useful for the kingdom by focusing on those people that their hearts are ready to receive. Does that make sense? Write the third thing down. It says the word doing refers to any type of activity. But it can even carry the idea of creative doing. Whatever deed you're doing doesn't come easily or naturally. In other words, people, if we can't easily see a way of doing something that is beneficial, then get creative in doing it. Amen? I believe God's people should be the most creative people on the planet. Being creative. If it doesn't come easy, then be creative and ask God about it. And you say, what's this got to do with it? This will keep you from being all weary and burned out because it just ain't working this way. Sometimes you got to get God's mind and God's idea and be creative with it. God is looking for us to be consistent and productive with useful works. The word doing here means it's ongoing, uninterrupted action. It's an ongoing thing. The type of well-doing that Paul's talking about is described of one time, not a one-time event, but an ongoing action. It's a lifestyle of sowing seeds and deeds. Sowing isn't a one-time thing, but it's a lifestyle that we learn to do. Sometimes when finances get tight, I tell Ken, I said, you know what? We're going to sow seed. Do the opposite. Why? Because the kingdom is the opposite than the world is. See, the world says, get all you can all you can, and sit on the can. God's kingdom says, give, sow, so that you can reap in due season. And I believe that. I believe that, you know, sometimes I do the opposite. I say, you know what? We need this for this, this, and this in times, and we were struggling. And I said, you know what? Let's sow it into another ministry. Let's bless a missionary. Let's sow that. And I remember one time I was sitting in a church, and I had money, a little bit of money in my pocket, and that's all I had. And the Lord said, I want you to sow what you have in your wallet. I said, Lord, that's the last of my money. Well, I knew I wasn't going to pay a bill and it wasn't going to buy groceries. May have had enough to put a little gas in the gas tank. And so I sold it to the missionary. No sooner in that same day did somebody come to me and give me some money that was way beyond what I ever sowed. That's how fast that harvest was. But what I'm saying is if you take care of God's business, going to take care of your business. I believe that. Paul promised that in due season we shall reap a harvest for our efforts. There is a due season for every one of us. There's a due season. Number four, write this down. The word due season means each seed has its own set season, a specific individual time when it will produce a harvest. Even if many multiple seeds of different kinds are all planted at one time, each has its own season to be reaped depending on the nature of the seed. Does corn come up the same time, Rick, as wheat does? No. There's a due season for every seed that he sows into the ground. So you've got to wait on the harvest of that of that seed and that due season. So one seed produces during one set season, while another seed is reaped during a different season. Now listen, we tend to judge our seed in its time of harvest by the harvest time of other seeds, because each seed has a unique set season to mature. It'd be like me planting some jalapenos or something. I eat those at every meal. I'm crazy. Shauna goes, yeah, he does. Every meal. I like them. But if I went out there and sowed into a garden, and the next day I went out there and I dug it up to see if it was ready yet, it'd be stupid. Or you go out there and you plant your corn, and you go up and you start ripping the husks and the stuff off the ears of corn to make sure and say, is it ready yet? No, it has a season, has a time. And that's what we do in the spirit realm sometimes. We dig up that seed that we sow because we get in unbelief, we get in doubt, and the next thing you know, we're coming against what God promised. And we're dealing with it in our own way. We just need to remember God's promise. Write this down, people. If we are consistent, if we steadfastly keep sowing our seed into the ground and refuse to allow weariness to derail us, a time will come when we shall reap. Oh, Laureen, you know why I shall lose your reward. Is it hot? I like it hot.
Wow.
All right. Number 5. The word shall reap, a word that describes the reaping of a harvest of crop. It describes a future fixed event. Listen, no matter what, when you sow, you are going to reap. Now listen, there might be the enemy that comes in and steals it. There might be weather. There might be bugs. There might be in the natural, all these things that steal your crop. But the crop itself will still have a fixed event when it's going to be reaped. The harvest is in the future, but it is fixed and guaranteed to happen. If we will do our part and stay on course, it will happen. This is why Paul continued by saying, all this, if we faint not. If we faint not. Number 6. But the word if, I don't like that word sometimes. If tells us that our actions have the power to disrupt the harvest. I can start speaking negative. I can start speaking words contrary to what I have sown, and I'll disrupt my harvest. Come on. People, watch what you speak. Your words are seeds. They will come to fruition. Trust me. Some of you are living what you sowed yesterday or the day before. Change it up. Begin to speak what God says. No matter when you get... No matter when you start to get frustrated because it's just not going the way you want it to go or it should. That's why Candy, sometimes I say, honey, is that your crop that you want? Well, no. And she does it to me. Is that what you want? Well, no. Paul added the word if to help us understand that our consistency and refusal to surrender for any reason is necessary in reaching the set season of our seed. That's what Paul says. If we faint at any point along the way, we can risk the long-term harvest of what we have sown and given into. We can risk that. Number 7, the word faint means to loosen out. It is a relaxed mental state that results in loss. Pressures applied against the person have unraveled them. Ever been unraveled? No. You ever been stressed? Pressures applied against this person have unraveled him, causing his grip to slacken until the answer was holding on to slips from his hands. It slips from a person's hands. What it used to be, I'm not giving in, is letting go. The result of loss of his or her harvest. It pictures a person who has become so weary that he gives up and forfeits what he had long awaited and was so close to reaping. As a result, a person loses the desired income that was so near. That's why it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, let me sum this up. The most common factor that causes us to loosen our grip is when we become weary. We become exhausted. We tend to mentally, emotionally give up or back off. We tend to let go and say, I'm not even going to mess with it. That's why Paul urges us not to give in and quit at times of spiritual, physical, and mental exhaustion. Can you imagine what he went through? All the things he went through, and he writes this right here. I believe Paul reaped great harvests in his life, in every area, because he never gave up. It's exciting to plant seeds of faith, and it's really exciting when the harvest comes. That moment when your faith finally turns into sight, you get to see it. But in order to reach that point, you must hold tight to what God has told you and remember that your seed, whether it's financial seed, whether it's praying for somebody of interrupted, useful deeds toward others, has a set season and it will produce if you do not disrupt the process. It will produce. As long as you and I stand course, it's guaranteed that you will reap what you have planted. Many people have consistently sowed their finances or sowed their actions toward others. Often they are tempted to quit just because they're tired. Although they're trying to be obedient, sometimes they feel unappreciated. They feel like, what's the use? Why am I doing this? You know what? Let me tell you something, people. Eternity's going to tell. Eternity will tell that everything you sowed and everything you prayed and everything you did was not in vain. You know, the Bible says that the Word of God does not return void. It says that it goes forth and it prospers into the thing that it was sent to do. God's Word never returns void. Do you know that prayers, if you prayed, words, if you spoke it in faith, are still out there traveling, finding a place to rest upon and make happen? That's the Word of God. It will prosper to the thing that it finds and it's sent to. Sometimes the angels need to get a hold of that and they need to bring it to the destination and it needs to connect by faith and bring that in. And that's what God wants to do in our lives, people. Perhaps circumstances out of our control are coming against us, or someone is treating them unjustly. Maybe you've experienced a temptation to give up, but Galatians 6:9 urges you not to loosen your grip on the future and your fixed harvest. Don't let go. If you remain steadfast, the time of waiting will eventually end. And your harvest will come. It may not come at the time that you're hoping people it would, but regardless, no matter what, don't dig up your seed or pull the ears of corn off the stalk too early. If you do, you'll ruin your harvest. The seeds you have sown have a set season, and God promises they will produce if you don't do something to disrupt the process. Now, I don't know what you're trusting God for in this present season of your life. We all are believing for something and sowing seeds towards it, whether they're words, whether they're finances, whatever it may be, we're sowing towards that. Perhaps no one knows but you because you've kept it between you and the Lord, but God knows. Maybe it's a financial harvest, a breakthrough in relationship, a physical healing, or a restoration in some other area. Maybe it's this harvest is taking longer than you anticipated. But keep sowing your words of faith. People, keep sowing words into your healing. Keep trusting the Lord that God is a big God and that He can do it. Keep sowing the Word of God. Those are seeds that you plant not only in the spirit realm, but even into your mind and your heart. And you sow those seeds of God's promises, no matter how it looks, no matter how it feels, and you begin to speak it by faith and say, Lord, I believe this. That's why every Sunday I hand out these prayers. Pray these prayers, people, because it's the seed of God, the Word of God, that's going into the atmosphere, and it's producing after its kind. Get off the negative realm and begin to speak the positive realm of what God says in His Word. Lord, I'm going to say what You say, not because of everybody else is telling me, well, you know, it's just this way. Well, you don't understand. Or, I'm going through this, so you're going to go through it. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I've already been through it, and I want to change it up. Amen? Why do I want to go what you refuse? No. That's why God's Word, this is God's pure Word we're praying here. This one today is pray for one who does not know Jesus is Lord. You start praying for this person, those seeds are going to be sown, and I'm telling you what, they'll find God. My whole family found God because I began to plant in them. Get a little rough with my brother, but he got the message. But listen, people, I want to reassure you that God's Word and His promises are eternal. And if you just won't quit, it's only a matter of time until your long-awaited blessings arrive. God's Word is absolutely true. So I encourage you to remain steadfast and keep moving. Keep thanking Him for your harvest He has in store that has been tailor-made just for you. Just keep thanking Him. Lord, I thank You for my harvest. You know what I tell every day? I say, Lord, I sow seed and I reap a harvest every day. Lord, I sow seed and I reap a harvest every day. I sow seed and I reap a harvest. Anybody that understands this is a farmer. When you tie that in, revelation comes. Anybody knows that that season is coming. That due time is coming for him to reap the harvest. Well, it just doesn't look good. I'm just going to go plow it under. If we plow under our seed and our harvest with our words, don't do it, people. Let's be strong in faith, trusting the Lord. Don't be weary. I believe that your due season has come upon you now. I believe that your harvest is already here. It's time for you to stand in faith, open your spiritual eyes, and prepare to reap. This is not the season to be discouraged. What the enemy meant to wear you out, God is going to use to preserve you. This is a new year. This is the year of Jubilee. It wasn't last year, it's this year. The year of Jubilee is when all the debts were canceled. The Israelis, all the debts were canceled. All the land went back to its personal ownership. Everything was canceled. Everything went back to their personal ownership. All debts were cleared. How many like that? I'm going to pray the IRS clears our debts. That's Jubilee. This is the year of new beginnings. Jubilee only comes every so often, every 50 years. Isn't it a coincidence that we're in the year of new beginnings before the Lord comes? This is going to be the year that's coming, these years of the greatest harvest we've ever seen. And I believe that it's not just souls. I believe it's going to be major breakthroughs that you've been praying and believing God for. If you will hold fast and you will keep not speaking negative. And we do. We all do. We get disgruntled and we say words. And you know what? I pray, oh Lord, I pray for crop failure on that one. I've literally prayed and said, Lord, forgive me for this and being negative. And I pray that every word that is spoken is null and void in Jesus' name. I don't know what else to do, but that's what I do. Because sometimes my mouth gets ahead of me. I know it doesn't happen to you. It doesn't happen to my wife. But it happens to me. Just like a person that knows how to get the best out of the fruits of the harvest they planted, God knows how to get the best out of our life. Oh, He knows, people. Don't be exhausted. Don't give in to what your life may look like on the outside. I don't care what it looks like on the outside. I only know what it's going to be on the inside. Amen? Don't focus on what it looks like. Focus on what it's going to be. Change it up. Let this be a new year. Lord, I'm going to change up my thinking. I'm going to change up my language. I'm going to change up my words. And I'm going to see my season of harvest come, because I'm going to start sowing what's supposed to be sown. God promises to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Psalms 23:5. God is saying to you, your harvest is here. Your harvest is here, Keith. Tammy, Bill, your harvest is here. No matter how frustrated you guys have been or anybody's been, your harvest is here. This is a new year. We got to hold on to that, people. We got to believe that. We got to sow into that. We got to give into that. Now, listen, I'm going to challenge you. When you find yourself that you are lacking, sow a seed. Sow a seed. Because if you keep sowing crops, eventually the crops are going to come in. That's why the Bible says, keep casting your bread upon the water, for after many days it'll come in, wave after wave. But if you're not casting bread on the water, it's not coming in. See, people want God to bless them and do these things for them, but they're waiting for their ship to come in, but they've never sent a ship out with supplies and things to accomplish what God's trying to do. And it's a mindset, it's an everyday living thinking. Lord, how can I sow today? I'm not talking about just finances. I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about in every area. How can I bless somebody and sow into their life instead of me always wanting them to sow into my life? See, we got to get out of that mentality as Christians. See, we're always waiting for somebody to give to us. Turn it around and start giving to somebody else, and you will be planting seed that they're not planting, and you're going to reap the harvest. Do it the opposite way. The Bible says it's better to give than to... He wasn't against receiving, but he was trying to tell us that the motive of our heart should always be giving and serving and sowing into the kingdom. And then people wonder why. Well, why is he always blessed? Why are they always getting their needs met? Because they're probably sowing all the time with their words, with their finances, with their heart. They're sowing all the time, and their harvest is coming back. Their harvest is coming. Your harvest is here. Your harvest is here. Amen? I believe that. My harvest is here. My harvest is here. And I'm not letting go. I'm hanging on to it. Keith, you got another song? We can finish up. It's 11:45. Your harvest is here, people. Now, let me say this. When I made this, and I'm thinking to myself, now listen, this is how my mind operates. This is how my mind, I said, Lord, I really don't want to talk about this because it's too close to Christmas. You know what? When we start sowing seed in God's kingdom, God will take care of your Christmas. See, that's the mentality that I'm trying to change in my life. Well, you know what? No. God's word works. It's eternal. His word works. It's eternal. If God said it, I believe it. I'm going to hold on to that no matter what. Even when you sow your last dollar, and that's all you got, and you sow it and give it to somebody, that doesn't go unnoticed. Some people will say, well, you don't sow to get. Rick, I guess you just leave that harvest just rot right there. All that money, all that effort, everything that we put into it, you're looking to get out of it, and much more. That's a principle. Now, my motive is to give because it's my heart to bless somebody and give to the kingdom and say, Lord, this is about you. But because of the benefit of doing that, God says, and this is about me. Let me bless you. God wants to bless you more than you've ever dreamed. Let him do it. But there's principles and things that we have to do in order to see those benefits come from the kingdom. Let's worship the Lord in this last song. People, begin to... Maybe there's some things that you need to change up. Maybe there's some things you need to say, Lord, I'm sorry, my mouth has gotten the best of me. Maybe there's things that you haven't been doing. You haven't been obedient because you've been discouraged. And God is saying, hey, trust me. Trust my word. Trust my promises. Just trust me. Let's just worship the Lord.
Purify this tainted soul. Try to live in life of a fool. Soften up this heart and clay. To be a servant, this reflection of you I long to be. So your kingdom I will see. I surrender to your throne. Oh, I surrender to your throne. Forever unto you I will sing. your home, Lord. Oh, I surrender to your throne. Forever unto you I will sing. Forever unto you I will sing, Lord Jesus, forever. Forever unto you I will sing. Forever unto you I will sing. I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender now. Everything, Lord, I lay it all down. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender.
Make it a prayer. Say it again.
I surrender, Lord Jesus.
I surrender
everything that I have. I take my hands off.
I lay it in your hands, Lord.
It all belongs to you. I surrender. I give you total control, Lord. I surrender. Be a servant this I pray.
Oh, Father, we thank you so much. Listen, maybe you're here today and you've never made Jesus Lord of your life. I tell you what, the greatest time is now. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you for your sins, and turn your life over to Him. Surrender, just like we're singing here. Surrender your heart to Him and let God have you. It's that simple. Salvation is so easy. To just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that our Heavenly Father raised Him up. Just make Him Lord of your life. Greatest decision you'll ever make. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for who you are and all that you've done in our lives. We recognize that you are a good God, and through Jesus you have given us all things to enjoy. Your word says that we should not be weary in well-doing, for we will reap a harvest if we don't faint. We don't quit or give up. I declare that we will reap the harvest that you have prepared for us. We will not faint. We declare that we have supernatural endurance and perseverance, Lord, in the things that you've called us to. Today our harvest season has come upon us, and we are ready to receive all that you prepared for our lives. We refuse to complain, be bitter, or operate in discontented offenses in this season, because we know that those things produce stagnation. We bless our enemies, Lord, as an act of faith, knowing that you, Father, prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We declare that the blessings of God pursue us and they overtake us right now. Lord, I prophesy a shift in the spiritual atmosphere of our lives. We together declare that the past seasons of drought, frustration, and toiling are over. we enter into a new season, a season of abundance and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our abundant harvest. For our abundant harvest in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you so much. We worship you. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Give the Lord praise. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for this new season, Lord. New blessings, new breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. I believe it. I believe it. And we receive it. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. So, believe that you receive your harvest. Amen. It's our time. It's our season. We believe it. And the world will envy you. Amen.
Amen.
Why are they so blessed? We have an inside secret. A good thing. Amen. Love you guys. Yes. Oh, Loreen. Go for it.